A 5.3mm thick 4G phone has been announced by Japan's biggest telecoms firm, NTT Docomo. For many Canadians, the idea of legal cannabis once seemed a pipe dream. But from the 17th of October,
and Megan kicked off their shoes and went barefoot on Bondi Beach as they continued their tour of Australia and New Zealand.
不管是在清晨宁静的校园，还是在人潮涌动的地铁，戴上耳机，你就拥有了这个世界。你好，我是夏鹏，欢迎你关注我的公众微信号“教书匠小夏”。英语学习绝对不是一条坦途，人生奋斗的向上之路也异常曲折，但没有关系，当你回望之时，我仍然在此为你守候。夏说英文晨读，英语学新闻，睁眼看世界。
Good morning, everyone. Once again, welcome back to 夏说英文晨读。In today's news, we are going to talk about the combination of beer and crisps is being used to help tackle climate change. 今天的新闻说的是啤酒和薯片将被用于处理气候问题。话题本身是不是就很有意思呀？怎么操作呢？我们到文中去了解。此外，如果你希望进一步提升英语水平，我向你强烈推荐由本课程原班人马打造的有灵外刊精读课。这门课是晨读的升级版，会精选全球顶级刊物的文章，带你逐字逐句掌握语言精华。只要你坚持学习，还能全额退学费。请关注公众号夏说英文晨读，立即报名参加吧。好，下面请大家放轻松，听我完整朗读这篇短新闻，让大脑自然捕捉信息，大意能抓多少是多少。Are you ready? Here we go. The much-loved combination of beer and crisps is being harnessed for the first time to tackle climate change. Crisps firm Walkers has adopted a technique it says will slash CO2 emissions from its manufacturing process by 70%.The technology will use CO2 captured from beer fermentation in a brewery, which is then mixed with potato waste and turned into fertilizer. It would then be spread on UK fields to feed the following year's potato crop. 好，全篇听完，我们来逐句理顺。第一句先把要点给概括了。备受喜爱的啤酒和薯片被用来处理大气问题了。
The much-loved combination of beer and crisps is being harnessed for the first time to tackle climate change.
啤酒和薯片这个组合 the combination of beer and crisps, 大家注意薯片是 crisps, 而薯条叫做 chips. 想象一下这个组合的确会人见人爱。我们看组合 combination 前面那个形容词叫做 much-loved, 也就是备受喜爱的意思。它可以用来形容人，也可以用来形容事物、事件。我会说一位广受喜爱的诗人 a much loved poet, 一项深受人们喜爱的运动 a much loved sport, 而重点是现在啤酒薯片这个 combination 要被用来解决气候变化的问题 is being harnessed for the first time to tackle climate change.
Harness 的意思是利用、驾驭，比方说做一件事情其实并没有固定的套路，我们要懂得驾驭自己的优势来完成任务。
We need to know how to harness our strengths.
而当 harness 变成被动式 be harnessed to do something 的时候，就是被用来做某事。比方说，我们都知道风能是可以被利用的。
We all know that wind can be harnessed to do work.
而啤酒薯片还是第一次被用来解决气候问题 tackle climate change.Tackle 就是解决的意思，尤其是用来解决难题或者解决困难的局面。比方说现在啊，全球各国都在努力的应对疫情，光说 manage the pandemic 已经不够力度了，要用 tackle 稍微好一些。
We're giving all we have to tackle the COVID-19 pandemic.
如何解决的？我们来看下面两句提供的细节。
Crisps firm Walkers.Has adopted a technique it says will slash CO2 emissions from its manufacturing process by 70%.
一家薯片公司 a crisps firm 叫做 Walkers, 他们采用了一项新技术啊，请注意采用技术的动宾搭配是 adopt a technique. 这项技术据该公司所言 that it says, 这里定语从句里面省略了一个 that.
这项技术将能大幅减少薯片生产过程当中二氧化碳的排放量
will slash CO2 emissions from its manufacturing process
将减少 70% 之多 by 70%。 好，在这个部分里面有几个表达，我们快速的确认一下意思。二氧化碳很容易辨认，叫做 CO2 对吧， Carbon Dioxide 简称 CO2。 二氧化碳的排放量叫做 CO2 emissionsEmission 就是排放量，而这个 CO2 emissions 是从它薯片的生产过程当中得来的 from its manufacturing process。 这几个表达都确定好了，我们来重点学习一个单词，大幅减少，这个排放的大幅减少用的是动词 slash。 To slash something means to reduce them by a large amount。 我们一般可以 slash costs大幅降低成本 slash jobs 砍掉很多工作岗位，也就是大规模裁员。所以 slash CO2 emissions 自然就是大幅降低二氧化碳的排放量了，降低 70%， 这也的确配得上是 slash 这个动词了。那么这项技术如此厉害，如何运作以达到效果呢？第三句说 The technology will use CO2 captured from beer fermentation in a brewery,which is then mixed with potato waste and turned into fertilizer. 原来是把啤酒发酵过程当中收集到的二氧化碳啊 use CO2 captured from beer fermentation in a brewery. Brewery 就是啤酒厂。Fermentation 就是啤酒厂工作流程当中的一个环节，也就是发酵的过程 fermentation。把这个过程里产生的二氧化碳收集起来 capture 住啊，不让它散到空气里，然后混合上马铃薯的残渣 then mixed with potato waste。 waste 是残余啊，剩余物，混合好了以后变成肥料 and turned into fertilizer。 fertilizer 就是肥料啦，啊，这些肥料可以用于滋养来年的马铃薯种植。 It will then be spread on UK fields， 用来撒在英国的土地上 spread on fields， 也注意一下这个搭配，撒上去的目的是 to feedThe following year's potato crop， 啊，来滋养来年的马铃薯作物。这个 feed 其实就相当于 fertilize， 都是作料滋养的意思。大家看这个技术是不是很好玩啊？好，我们快速的回顾一下今天学会的好用表达。第一，广受喜爱是 much loved。第二，被用来做某事 be harnessed to do something。第三 ，tackle。是驾驭某样东西或者解决某个难题。第四 slash 是大规模的缩减某样东西。这些表达你都消化好了吗？以上就是今天为你带来的新闻讲解。节目的最后，我为大家再朗读一遍全文，祝大家度过愉快的一天。 The much loved combination of beer and crisps is being harnessed for the first time to tackle climate change.Crisps firm Walkers has adopted a technique it says will slash CO2 emissions from its manufacturing process by 70%. The technology will use CO2 captured from beer fermentation in a brewery, which is then mixed with potato waste and turned into fertilizer. It would then be spread on UK fields to feed the following year's potato crop.